It's a Thursday night, and tall, blonde Drew Hahn is on stage in front of a Carmel church youth group.
I enjoy normal things like going to concerts and traveling as much as I can. But what you probably wouldn't be able to guess about me is that I've been diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD, and I'm a suicide attempt survivor.
In high school, Hahn was a fun-loving kid who liked to make people laugh. He had lots of friends. He was a good student. He played by the rules. But at 16, a serious brain injury turned his world inside out.
It wasn't long ago that I was sitting somewhat like you guys are now at my high school, making big college plans to rule the world or whatever. I had an accident at school where I fell and hit my head. And that resulted in numerous surgeries and lots of time in the hospital.
When he wasn't in the hospital, he was home alone with his mom and grandmother, feeling more and more isolated from all his friends at school and all the activities he missed out on, like prom and going to football games. After high school, Hahn headed to Ivy Tech in Terre Haute.
I just knew I needed to get out of Rushville for a little bit, so I went to Terre Haute with some friends, and the depression just got worse and worse, and that led me to my first attempt, my first suicide attempt, in January of 2012, when I was back on Christmas break.
That landed Hahn in the St. Vincent Stress Center, where he was diagnosed with depression. But it wasn't until after the second suicide attempt the following year that the light bulb finally went off.
That's how I got better, you know, because when I was in the stress center, I decided that I wanted to be better, you know, I wanted to feel better, and so I made that decision. But obviously, for a long time, I didn't. If I didn't feel like getting out of bed, I would stay in bed all day. I wouldn't talk to any. If my phone died, I just let it lay for days. But now I realize the right thing for me to do for me is to get up and conquer the day.
During outpatient treatment, Hahn got involved in suicide prevention advocacy, and he's emerging as a leader in statewide suicide prevention efforts. His life experience is also shaping his career path. He's working on a degree in human services. At the church in Carmel, he encouraged the kids to reach out to friends who may be hurting and not be afraid to tell teachers or parents.
I've found that the groups I'm in and the fundraising I do means nothing to the ones that reach out to me for help. They reach out to me because they see me on Twitter or Instagram. They see me on Facebook talking about it. They see someone who isn't ashamed of having a diagnosable mental illness, and they see someone that wants to help.
Hahn says he used to question why all these things happened to him. Now, he says he wouldn't change a thing. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon, Indianapolis.